Okay, thank you for coming like 15 minutes late. What kept you from coming? What?
The PATH train.
The PATH train, alright. So you could not have taken the train 20 minutes before?
We missed it.
Yeah. We missed it, okay. Why did you miss it?
We were late.
Sorry?
We were late.
You were late.
Yeah.
So... Do you have a job?
Not on the weekend.
Obviously. Okay. So not on the weekend, we know that. But like, does someone pay you?
Yeah.
They pay you?
Yeah.
What do you work as? Where? Which department?
I'm a software engineer.
Software engineer. So communication is not a required skill, obviously. That's right. All right. The first one. Are we ready for the first one of the night? New York men. Okay, something about New York men. That's interesting. I don't know much about New York men. I'm going to find out. New York men, or maybe all men, claim to be ready for a serious relationship. All men. All men. This is all men. This is definitely all men. But after the first date, they admit to have previous relationship baggage. How do I break this bloody pattern? Okay, that's a good one. Do you want to say who wrote this down so we can talk more? There you go. What's your name? Aishwarya, give it for Aishwarya, everyone. All right, Aishwarya, let's get specific. Is this about a man that you just started seeing?
No, it's basically all of them.
It's basically every man you've ever seen. They all say, can I know what your age is?
I'm 30.
30, all right, it's getting late, huh? Okay. Sorry, what?
For Indians, yes.
Sure. Okay. It's okay. I'm close to that age. I'm not going to tell you exactly which number, but I'm close. All right. I'm also throwing shade on myself. We're old maids now. Okay. So, Aishwarya. So, all men, like all of them, every single man you've ever dated has commitment issues.
No, it's just like the dates that I go on.
The dates that you go on. New York specifically. Have you tried New Jersey? They all... That makes sense. Take the PATH train. How to deal with guys talking about themselves on a date, asking you no questions. That's so weird. Who wrote this down? You want to say who wrote this down? There you go. What's your name?
Meredith.
How to stop men from talking about themselves.
Yeah.
You should start talking a lot about yourself. Don't you think that's good? Let's try this out. A man volunteer. Someone over here said this is a comedy show. Who said that? Did you say that? You said that. Right? When I was bent a bit serious about the religious... Bitch, I hear everything. I hear everything, and then it depends on my mood. Do I want to stop the show and roast you then or later? And this time I chose later. So what's your name?
Shiva.
Shiva. All right, religious name. You got very triggered with the whole Hindu-Muslim stuff, right? No? Didn't get triggered? You were like, where's the comedy in this? That's what you were thinking? I'll show you some comedy now. Come. Okay. So Shiva, you're here with someone? Just a friend of yours? So you're single?
Yes.
Obviously. Okay. So, Shiva, can you come and sit here, please? Yes, give it up for Shiva. This is amazing. Meredith, all right, beautiful. Imagine you both are on a date, okay? This is interesting, right, Shiva? Meredith, okay, date begins now. Meredith, talk to him. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? How are you, Meredith? Oh, can't understand her? Can't hear her. Okay. Meredith, just say it louder.
Hi, nice to meet you. How are things going?
It's been amazing. How are you doing?
Meredith, you gotta stick to it. Just run with it. Just run. You can do it. I believe in you. Just imagine he's hot.
Only child.
That tells me so much about you, Shiva. The entitlement of an only boy in an Indian family. Okay, great.
Oh, that's so interesting. Do you like get along with your parents?
Yes.
He lives with his parents?
No.
Oh. What did you say, Meredith? Do you get along with your parents? You get along? You get along. With your mother, you get along very well, right? Okay, and with your dad? Dad also? Okay, great. Okay, yeah, he gets along.
Cool. Do you have, like, any hobbies?
Hobbies? Yeah, I do have a couple of hobbies. I dance and I...
You dance?
I do archery at times.
Archery. Shoot her. I'm joking. You don't have the ball. That sounded cool, archery. Do you really know archery?
Yeah.
That's... Okay.
Not working right now.
Break up. What do you do then?
He just graduated.
Okay, just graduated. That's fair. Okay, that makes sense. It's a tough market right now. Just 10 days. It's a tough market. Okay, sorry. Meredith, sorry to interrupt you. Go on.
That's really cool.
Good one.
I'm scared of ghosts. Horror movies.
Horror movies are your biggest fear? This is actually a horror movie for you right now. Isn't it? It's better than that? Alright, okay, I'm glad. Yes. You're just listening, okay. He's a good listener.
But not a good asker,
no. She's ask her something, come on.
So what do you do actually?
After 15 minutes into a date, he's like...
I work for the state.
You're what?
I work for the state.
He works for the state. What do you like in bed? Imagine he's... What do you like in bed? No, you talk about yourself, dude. Come on, make her feel comfortable.
What kind of question? Like, can you be more specific?
No, I can't. Go back. Give it up for him. Amazing. Okay, this was fun. Next. All right. You know what, Meredith? You just gotta, like, talk more. Don't ask so many questions. Tell them a story, you know? Next time, tell them about your crazy mom, your crazy sister. Do you have some kind of trauma?
Yeah.
Dump it on the table. That's what you should do. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes, great. I keep attracting men with a load of trauma. Shiva, you are a hot commodity here. Okay. Next, call for a good time. Shiva, you keep this. Next. Coming to terms with being gay. Do you want to say who wrote this down? Or you don't want to? You still want to be? Okay, great. Dude, like, I'm not... Gay people in the house, make some noise. You. Maybe you're better answering this... You're better off answering this question. Coming to terms with being gay.
I wrote it.
You wrote it? That's so funny. We have one person in New York that's gay and she's coming to terms with it. Alright, okay, yeah, I don't get it. Like, what do you need to come to terms with? Like, you just realized you're gay or you just came out?
I think I realized I've been like maybe something, but like I realized I don't like dating men.
You don't like dating men? Maybe you're just a straight woman. We also don't like dating men. That doesn't really mean you're gay. That's why it's confusing.
Yeah, sometimes you want to get... Yeah, but also a girl can do that. So I'm just like...
You're like, do you need a man or a woman with a strap-on? Meredith, how comfortable are you with strap-ons? Because this could be like a good... Like, you could... This could be a match. Meredith, you could just like... dip your feet into the water and pretend she's a hot guy and get comfortable with like talking about yourself and you can find out if you're actually gay or not. We have a match. Meredith is like, why did I come? First I fix her up with Shiva and then a confusing woman. And now she's like, okay. Meredith, do you have a type?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, what's your type?
Introverted, yeah.
Guys, okay.
Yeah. But no, they seem to have
And what?
I seem to have issues with intimacy.
You seem to have issues with intimacy.
They
seem to have issues. So someone who's an introvert who doesn't have issues with intimacy.
Yeah.
All right. And looks wise, do you like tall, dark, handsome? You like facial hair. Oh my God, Shiva is a match for you. That's perfect. That's perfect. That's insane. All right. Okay, guys, this is it. Unless someone has a question that you would like to ask live now. Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so I went to a barbecue last weekend for Eid, and I met someone really hot. And he was 6'5".
Ooh. Wow, that's so cool. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Yes,
cool. That's good. That's great.
So he has a finance internship at JP Morgan.
Ooh.
He goes to the University of Southern California.
Oh.
And then what I found out is that he's technically my uncle.
What?
Sorry, what? Okay, the crowd has lost it. Dude, okay. Louder. What, he's technically your uncle?
Yeah, and? We like each other.
But you like each other? My grandma was right about Muslims. Dude, I'm out there in the trenches fighting for you all. And you're just making the stereotypes come true. Are you? Okay. That's amazing, dude. Nothing against Muslims. Relax. That's amazing. Did you listen to the show? Did you listen? Did you listen? I'm on your side. Did you listen? Did you listen? I'm about to lose my family's generational house because I stood up for you all. Okay, yeah, I will not. Don't worry. All right, okay, so what's the problem, girl? What's the problem?
Well, I told my dad about him already.
Okay, you told your dad?
My dad said it's fine.
Okay, so there is no problem.
There's no
I mean, the problem will be in your children. But that, apart from that... So what's the problem?
I don't want, my friends to be like, why are you getting married to your uncle?
Don't tell them he's your uncle. He's your second uncle. Second uncles don't count, really. Come on, guys. Second uncles don't really count, right? We have to be... Stop being Islamophobic, okay? Stop it. Second uncles don't count. I would never do it, but I think it doesn't count. It's fine. Totally fine. Girl, don't give them all the information about this guy, you know? Just stop at 6'5". Stop at finance internship at JP Morgan. After that, nobody cares. We don't care. We don't want more info. We are sold, right?
Yeah.
And ask him to wear a condom. Okay, great. All right, what's your name? Give it for Aisha, everyone. That was amazing. All right, we have time for one or two more if you want to ask questions live. Yes, there we go. What's your name?
My name is Shri.
Wow, look. The confidence in straight men's voice, the testosterone. Meredith learned something, dude. Okay. What's your name again? Sorry?
Tree.
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 Tree. Tree. All right, Tree.
He's a good match for Meredith. He has beard, he has
Dude, stop. I've been hearing, you know what, the first half of the show when I was doing my material, I was so distracted because from all the voices coming here, and it's really distracting for me. All right, let me do the crowd work. I'm really good at it. I don't need you to do that for me. Okay, I promise. Just have fun. Sit back, relax. Okay, yes, Shri, what's the problem?
So I went on a date with this one girl.
Yeah.
I thought the date was amazing.
Yeah.
And then we decided we'll do a different date, a different museum date.
Yeah.
And she just stood me up.
Oh.
So I still don't know what I did wrong. I think she just blocked me. I don't know.
She blocked you. Did you do like this on the first date? Okay, can you go back and think about this date and think about something that you might have done that might have turned her off?
We're just talking about families.
About families.
Oh.
Did you tell her you're seeing your uncle? No. So what about your family do you think pissed her off? Do you have questions for him?
Yeah,
Yes, what's the question?
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
What was he wearing?
What were you wearing? That's the question.
Of course, a shirt and a pants.
Actually, can you stand up and show your face to everyone so we know how to... like here. Can you actually come here quickly? Run here quickly. Guys, give it up for Shrey. There you go. Or I just stand here. I think he's dressed well. What do you guys think?
Yeah, he's dressed well. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds... No? He's dressed okay.
His shirt could have been iron for sure.
Your shirt could have been iron for sure.
It's a linen shirt. What do you expect?
It's a linen shirt. What do you expect?
Linen can be ironed.
Linen can be ironed. That's the attitude. That's why you didn't get the second date. Okay, no, like linen, yeah. I mean, like, it's hard to, guys. I think you're being a little bit nitpicky. Are you single? Yes, okay.
That's right. How many drinks did she have?
How many drinks did she have?
She had two.
She had two. That's okay.
Did she look drunk?
Did she look drunk?
Not really.
She wasn't drunk.
Wait, are you asking whether she was drunk? Why are we shaming her? We're talking
to you. Oh my God, people are drunk in the back. How many drinks did you have? Yes. You have a question?
Were you just a good listener?
Sorry, two questions I said. You say you're a good listener.
Yes. Were you just a good listener, not asking questions?
Were you not asking questions?
I did.
She did. What do you know about her? What did you ask her?
So I know she's an immigrant.
Sorry, what? What did you say?
Did he ask for nudes?
Did he? You didn't. Look at him. Do you think he can ask for nudes? Come on. Come on. You look like a decent guy. That's what I mean. Get out. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, Shrey. So what do you know about her so far?
I know she's born in Bangladesh, in Dhaka, and then she just moved. She's an immigrant, and she was talking about... She's a social worker. And she's talking about how she...
So you know her LinkedIn bio. Something deep about her. Some story.
I know what her favorite color is.
What is her favorite color?
Lavender.
Lavender.
And I don't know what it means.
And you know what it means. You know what? Text her. I just saw a lavender color and I thought about you. Yeah. Go. Ho gaya. Yeah, we have 5 minutes. Do you have more questions or... Okay, yeah, go on.
So my name is Anita.
Great.
And something is so weird because till now... Okay, I feel like I'm a straight woman, but I don't know why I attract girls. So I don't know what's wrong with
you. She has a girl's... It's the haircut, dude.
Even if I have long hair...
Stand up. Can you come here quickly? Oh, wow. On the stage. Great. There. It's okay, it's fine. Yes. Why does she attract women?
Haircut.
The haircut.
The nose.
Lesbian haircut. But it's cute.
So, even... Okay, this is
awkward.
Outlook, even outlook.
If women are attracted to you, don't you think that's amazing? Isn't that like a compliment? It's sweet. It's like, yeah, I mean, come on. What is this internalized homophobia? I think a spectrum. Yeah. Go back. Great. Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming. And yeah, thanks a lot. This was a lot of fun. This was amazing. I've only ever done comedy in Europe and Australia and the UK. And I like, this is my first ever show that I've ever done, like my solo show in the States. I was I was just working at the structure and the material, and you guys have been so supportive. So I just want to thank you all for coming out and supporting the arts, supporting live comedy. You're the reason we exist. So thank you so much.